Fence the border now, there's not a single immigration policy, guest worker program, or anything that can possibly work. I mean, because if you send them all to the back of the line, say, and you didn't fence the border, they're coming back. If you do a guest worker program, and you didn't fence the border, they're coming back whenever they want. You have to fence the border. Jim Langevin voted against fencing the border. PolitiFact gave me a pants on fire, it was flattered a little bit, saying, because I said he voted against the fence, because he was afraid people would go around it. Now, a political website that the League of Women Voters relies upon, it's on their site, League of Women Voters, credible source, right? It's called ontheissues.com, right? From that site, you can go to On the Issues. They said that there were basically three reasons why people voted against the fence. And one of them was, you know, they'd be going further and they'd run out of water and this and that. They made it sound very grand. But the fact is, they were saying they'd get hurt going around the fence. Now, do you think Jim Langevin is the kind of guy who doesn't go along with his party's reasoning when they vote? He does. He always does. And when the journal asked him, did they say, Mr. Langevin, do you deny this? No. They said, why did you vote? And of course, he'd just say, well, I was afraid of the cost. They never asked him to admit or deny. So I'll stand by it. I put that link, my pants on fire. I'm proud of it. It's linked on my website. You can go read it. And read the story. Read what they asked Jim Langevin. They never asked him to admit or deny. Now, comprehensive immigration reform, that's code for we're not going to do anything, right? We know that. So enough about that. Frankly, people are here. I don't know how it works to round up 12 million people. As a practical matter, I don't know what it would cost. I don't know how it would go. So let's just face it, like Ronald Reagan did with the first amnesty. Ronald Reagan did it. Pathway to citizenship. Make it rigorous. Demand allegiance. No. Demand English. No. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm not talking to just you. I'm talking to all the people in the second congressional district. Ronald Reagan did it, but they didn't build the fence.
Hold on. Let's keep you up here for an extra 30 seconds or so, and then I'll give you guys a little extra time. Could you address the issue of the 14th Amendment? Because Lindsey Graham, who's at the forefront of immigration reform, is proposing to do away with the 14th Amendment, which would basically take away the ability for anyone born in this country to have automatic citizenship. Could you address your position on that?
The problem with the 14th Amendment is that it's being wrongly interpreted at the moment. The way it was drafted was very clear, in my mind, is that it did not give citizenship. If you were subject to another German sovereign, like, you know, you're visiting from Mexico, right, and you have a child, but you're subject to the other sovereign, you're still a Mexican citizen. It did not give you citizenship. The 14th Amendment does not confer birthright citizenship in that circumstance. It has been confused. The meaning that there are Supreme Court cases that are in accordance with that, but they have gotten confused, and it's got to be set straight. And that's the problem with the 14th Amendment. And when they get it right, we will address that. Right now, it's really a legislative right that can be changed in Congress, in my opinion, as to that. And we certainly have to, because in Impala, I want to talk about later.
Let's go with Mr. Clegg. Can we give him 3 minutes if he needs it?
Sure.